Real businesses like Malibu Apothecary rely on Spectrum to keep them connected.
We're a fragrance company, but we also have a lot of technology that we use. Spectrum is really the backbone of any of the business we do here. Having a reliable, fast internet service that can fit my budget is really great. I traded a 9 to 5 for a 5 to 9. It's a lot of work, but I love it.
Spectrum Business Internet starts at $40 a month when bundled. Learn more at spectrum.com/business. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Only at True North stores, new True Rewards members stack your savings at the pump. Sign up and earn 15 cents a gallon on your first fill-up. Second fill, get 30 cents off a gallon. Then earn a massive 40 cents off a gallon on your third fill-up. Join now. This offer won't last. Find the True Rewards app in your favorite app store. Download and click the star to sign up. Must be a new member of both True Rewards and Shell Fuel Rewards to qualify. Limit 20 gallons per fill. Additional terms apply. Offer ends August 3rd. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Welcome on in. It's the Midday Show. Hugh Douglas, Joe Giglio. You guys with us. 215-592-9494. That's how you hop Bor Kyle Quinn behind the glass. A good day for the Phillies yesterday. Whew. We can breathe. A series win. Lizardo looked excellent. He might have just been tipping those pitches after all. Good morning, Hugh.
Good morning, Joe. Good morning, Philadelphia. Mr. Five-Leg Parlay hitter in the building. Just wanted to put that out there. Did anybody else hit a five-leg parlay yesterday?
I'm waiting for the other part of this. And thank you to the someone.
No, thank you. Thank you, Joe.
Oh, yeah.
Thank you.
Who helped you put together that parlay yesterday.
Thank you. Helped me put together that parlay.
Because I don't think you on your own were going over an A's Angels.
No, I wasn't. I was not. I give you props for that. But I, you know, you were a part of that.
All right.
So yeah, I hit a five-legger yesterday.
Now I'm regretting it that I gave him this. Now
he's
gonna peacock around here.
I'm just saying. I'm back, baby.
He's
back.
All right.
I'm back, baby.
As are we, and as are the Phillies. Maybe. But certainly a good day yesterday. We'll get to more Philly stuff coming out as the show goes along. But good day yesterday, Hugh. I know you hung out a little bit after the art show with the morning show.
Yeah, shout out to all the people, man, that came to hung out with the morning show.
Awesome.
You know, I just want, you know, I represented, you know, I know you had things to do. So I just wanted to come say hello to the fans because, you know, a lot of the people listen to the show all day long.
Of course.
So, yeah. Went over there to say hi a little bit.
Well, a beautiful day and a good game yesterday. Phillies bats got going. Good day for Bohm, and Lizardo was the Lizardo that we got used to in the first couple months of the season. That was all good to see. But, Hugh, yesterday, it happened towards the end of our show. It happens like a lot towards the end of our show where we get into the Jalen Hurts discussion, and then we don't really have enough time to flesh it out. So you know what we said today? Let's just do it from the jump. All right, so there's a lot of different angles to discuss about Jalen Hurts and the player he is right now, the player he was last year, and kind of where he ranks in the whole NFL at this point. But one thing that keeps coming up every time these discussions are had, whether it be PFF's list or Chris Sims' list or just all of us giving our just like raw take on Jalen and kind of what level of quarterback he is right now, is just how much and how fair it is to bring up his supporting cast in these discussions, right? There's a lot that goes into this. There's the individual statistics. Mm-hmm. There is the accolades in terms of MVPs. There's winning, right? How much winning you do in your career as a quarterback over mm-hmm. time. That's all part of it. And then there's the element of like, well, he has this, right? And then that quarterback has this. And if you switch the two quarterbacks, here's what would happen. So, Hugh, I know this is something that kind of sticks in your craw. So let's start here. Is it fair to bring up Jalen Hurts' supporting cast when we do all these rankings? Is it fair to continually cite, hey, he's got all these good players around him? Hugh, where do you come down on this? Because it's inevitable. It comes up in every quarterback debate. Like, okay, this guy is good. This guy is great. And also he has this or he's deficient here or he doesn't have that. How much is fair? Is it fair?
I don't think it's fair because it feels like that has become the conversation more as we progress and we get older about athletes. I think it was fair when I look at it like this, Joe. I'm a long talk just a little bit.
Okay, here we go.
Because in the NBA, there were years where you had to – the model of winning is that you had to have a superstar.
Sure, or multiple.
Or multiple superstars because there were the league was saturated with a bunch of teams, and it was harder to find quality players. And that's basically the case in the NBA, because when we talk about the draft, and we've talked about it for years, if you're not drafted in the top five in the NBA, it's basically a crapshoot because of the talent that's out there, the talent pool that's out there, and the teams that are looking for talent. I grew up in an era where, you know, there's no I in team. And the one sport that was always preached to me that's the only true team sport was football. And, you know, you all those cliches that you think about, the chain is only strong as its weakest link and all that. That's the embodiment of football back when I played. And it just feels like as we've evolved through this whole football thing and, you know, trying to rate the better quarterbacks and stuff like that, that we've gotten to a point that now it's penalized. It's a penalty for a quarterback to have good talent around him. But look at it like this, people. Everybody that plays in the NFL is talented. Everybody doesn't make it to the NFL. So now we want to say that Jalen isn't this, that, or the third. And I know physically he's not matched up with those other guys we talking about on individual talent. But now we want to penalize Jalen because Howie Roseman is a Hall of Fame GM. That, to me, I just think that's one of those conversations that's had where it's like you have no other argument for it because it's unquantifiable. Unquantifiable intangibles. So that's the one that you go to.
All right, so here's where I come down on this. So I understand the idea that there most teams that are good, if not every team that is good or great, has a lot of talent, right? It's just it's almost how much does one team have versus they're all good, right? Mm-hmm. They all have no quarterback that wins a Super Bowl does it by themselves. That is obvious and clear, and we know this. But I do think it's like, for me, it's like the tiebreaker, right? Because they all have something. Like, Patrick Mahomes has Andy Reid. That's a huge advantage he has. He is one of the greatest coaches of all time. They all have something. But I think it is fair to bring it up because it's the football is the one thing. Like, I mentioned this the other day. Baseball, Aaron Judge hits 60 home runs. Bryce Harper hits 30. I mean, the supporting cast doesn't matter. Aaron Judge hits more home runs. He's probably a better player. I mean, that's just the bottom line. You don't need to kind of parse anything else besides he just produces more on an individual basis. Football, you said it, Hugh, is a team sport. So it's difficult to just look at the numbers raw the way they are and say, well, this is who's better because some guys play with a bad defense, so they have to throw the football more, right? They have to put up more yards, all that kind of stuff. I just look at it like this. Jalen Hurts is a really good player. He's a really good quarterback. But he does have the best team in the NFL around him. So when I bring that up, it's almost like I can't ignore that. Is he a winner? Yes. But is he a winner in part because he plays for the Eagles and the Eagles have all this talent? Yeah, I think that's part of the story, that he wins because he is a big part of the best overall roster in the NFL.
And I understand that, Joe, but let's flip this story a little
bit.
And I'm going to use Patrick Mahomes as an example because Patrick Mahomes got drafted from Texas Tech and Coach Reed, he jumped up a few spots to get him.
Yes.
Because
more than a few spots. They went from like 28 to 10. Yeah, yes, they jumped.
They jumped up a few spots to get him because Andy Reid recognized something in him that nobody else saw. So much so that Andy got criticized for doing that, and they thought it was a little bit of a reach.
Well, that Alex Smith, they were winning anyway, yeah.
And you know what? When Patrick Mahomes, his last two seasons at Texas Tech, he was 13-16. That's not a winning record. That's not something that if you look at a quarterback and say, oh, well, he didn't win because he didn't have talent around him.
Right.
You see what I'm saying?
Mm-hmm.
So now you put talent around him, and now he's the best quarterback in the NFL. You see where I'm going with this? So he's not getting penalized because he was a guy that in college didn't have the great numbers. He didn't put up the great numbers in college like most quarterbacks did, but something inside of him, Big Red recognized, and he jumped up and got him. Now he's considered the best quarterback playing in the NFL.
You mentioned, I believe he is the best quarterback in the NFL. Yesterday we had some people saying he's not, and Jalen Hurts is. I feel like we've gotten too sensitive with the Hurts stuff. It's weird because he's at his height right now, right? Like, a year ago, Jalen Hurts was probably at one of his lowest points, the way we talked about him. Coming off a tough year, they lost the first round, he didn't play well in the playoffs. I feel like we are more sensitive now, even though we all agree he's a winner and a champion. It's weird. It's almost like I'll just use five, right? Five isn't enough, like the ranking. Five isn't enough. We have to put him one. He's not one. He's five. I think that's okay to put him there. And we argue these things. I'm going to make this example. I'm going to go back in time for a little bit here for a second. I don't think this is a Jalen thing. I think it's every generation has a quarterback that is kind of in this realm, right? And I'll go back 12 years ago. It was Russell Wilson. Russell Wilson's a heck of a player. Or he was. Right now he's old. He was a heck of a player. But he did have the best roster in the NFL around him for a couple years. They got to back-to-back Super Bowls. He won one. He outplayed Peyton Manning and dominated the game. But I never thought then that Russell was better than Peyton, better than Brady, better than Rodgers, better than Brees. I just didn't think he was he was close, right? He was, I think, the fifth best quarterback in that era, and he was really good. I just never thought he was as good as a guy. He just had more players around him in those moments. I'll go back to a guy that came up yesterday, Hugh, and I think it's funny and ironic that it's a Cowboy, and the Eagles are kind of becoming maybe a dynasty like that team was. Troy Aikman.
Yeah.
I didn't think Troy Aikman, and I was younger then, but I didn't think he was as good as Dan Marino. Dan Marino had a better arm.
Dan Marino was that
right.
Dude.
Dan Marino was better, but Dan Marino won nothing, and Troy Aikman won three Super Bowls. I didn't think he was as good as Brett Favre, even. And Brett Favre didn't win as much as Troy Aikman. I think every generation has this. I'll use a baseball example, because I love baseball. Derek Jeter. Derek Jeter played for the Yankees. They were a dynasty. They had all those great players, the best roster by far in baseball, and he was a winner, and he was his own great player. But I didn't. He wasn't Barry Bonds. He wasn't as good as Ken Griffey Jr., who won nothing in his career. But he was on a great team. I think it's fair to bring up the supporting cast because I feel like it's the tiebreaker. 215-592-9494. We've gotten very sensitive on Hurts, and that's the way I feel. But certainly, I think this is not even a debate. When this comes up, it always comes back to the supporting cast. Well, it's like part of the discussion every day.
It's a trigger warning because I'm going to tell you, Joe, and I know that a lot of snowflakes are going to get a little sensitive about what I'm going to say.
Uh-oh.
It's
Uh-oh.
Because when I hear it, it's almost like, okay, why aren't you making these excuses for the guy that doesn't look like Jalen Hurts, like Peyton Manning's and the Tom? Well, I think Tom Brady's a unicorn because the simple fact that Tom Brady did it with multiple different receivers.
Of course, yeah.
So that's a little bit of an outlier. But when we talk about Justin Herbert and things of that nature, yeah, if you want to sit here and tell me individually that they're more physically gifted than Jalen, I can't argue that. If you want to say Josh Allen is more physically gifted than Jalen, that's not an argument I can have because you're right. But Jalen has something. Those unquantifiable intangibles, the same thing that Andy Reid saw in Patrick Mahomes that made him jump up as high as he did to get him, even though Patrick Mahomes' numbers in college wasn't that great, that made him jump up and get him and take him where he did, and everybody in the NFL looking like, dog, Big Red, what you doing? It's kind of the same thing, and that's how I look at Jalen. Jalen is an anomaly in this sense, is that I sat in the press box all year long, and I heard people complain about his play.
And I think at times fairly.
And it was fair.
Yeah.
Like, I'm not arguing that because there were times where you look at him like, what the hell is he doing?
Yeah, we're all scratched our head, yeah.
But he found a way to get the job done. And at the end of the day, you ever heard that old saying, by hook or by crook?
Yes.
That's what he did.
But how much of that is because the team at times allowed him to work through his issues. If he was on a worse team, maybe he wouldn't have been afforded that opportunity.
But you're right. But I also look at Jalen as a guy who, in this day and age, because there's a lot. Like, for me, when I talk about Jalen and his greatness, in my opinion, it's not only the quarterback play. It's the adversity that he's endured throughout his whole career, and he's handled it with grace.
Well, that's true.
Look at every other quarterback. Look at every other player in this era of the NFL. Look at, what's his name? Ayahuasca dude. The one that just
signed
the Look how dysfunctional he is and how much of a me person he is. And he went from being one of the most liked quarterbacks now to being that guy that what they call a D-bag. Yeah, can I say that on air?
Yeah. Oh, you did.
Too late?
But I'm just saying.
Oh, well.
And people look at him because he has character flaws.
Yeah, clearly.
And Jalen, throughout all of that, has remained graceful and steadfast in the way that he's acted.
Well, I agree with that.
And that in this day and age, To me, that counts for a lot.
It makes him likable and admirable. Does it make him better than a top five quarter? Not to me. 215-592-9494. Let's hear Chris Sims here. He recently put out his list. Got everyone all upset on Monday. He put him at number 10. I think that's too low. I'd put Jalen higher than 10 right now. But this line from his explanation, I thought, resonated with a lot of people. It resonated with me. Here it was.
But with him saying all that and all his skill set and the leadership and the mental strength and all that, is he perfect? No. There's a reason he's at number 10. And there's still flaws in his football game that need to be addressed, need to be fixed. And, you know, they win the game still with him not playing perfect. And this is where, again, I do the dirty work to go, let me decipher here. Right, but there's no quarterback in football that has more advantages on the field at the position than Jalen Hurts.
That part I agree with, and I think it's fair to bring that up. And we got to parse how much that matters and where you rank him. I agree, it's the best offensive line, it's the best running back, it's the best pair of wide receivers, it's an above average tight end. I mean, there's no one else that has all that. Now, other teams have. I'm not saying no one. The other guys have nothing, right? Burrow has two great receivers. That's the dominant pair, probably the best receiver in the league in Jamar Chase. He doesn't have this offensive line. He doesn't have a running back close to Saquon. And he doesn't have a defense. So, like, that's his issue, right? Every one of them have something that's like, that part of the team. Look at the Chiefs' offensive line. It's why the Eagles ran through them. That offensive line was deficient at the end of the season. No one has what Jalen has in terms of all the stuff he has, including the defense. No one has it.
You know what? I look at it like this. Okay, and I'm going to try to say it in a way that people understand. You know, we have a big race coming up here in a couple weeks in Dover with NASCAR,
okay.
Right?
Yeah.
So there's, you know, all these skilled drivers and everything. These cars are all set up the same. NASCAR is basically, by law, NASCAR law, they all have to have the same specs. They all have to have the same dimensions, like run the same kind of engines. Okay. It all depends on what type of tires you want to run and how you want to schedule, you know, handle your pit crew, your pit crew. You got to have a driver. You got to have, because everything's the same, but you have to have somebody that's able to handle. Like, I'm not going to jump in the NASCAR
right. And
go out there and race, even though I have all of that stuff that's going to help me win that, be effective in that race. You still got to have that guy. So Jalen Hurts, to me, is that guy he's the right driver for this team.
That I agree. I have no debate on that. Where I disagree, and 215-592-9494, is I don't think that's NASCAR. I think in the NFL, like, Jalen has better tires. Like, he has a better engine. Like,
but that's the NFL in a nutshell.
I know, but that's why I can't put him at the top, because he's got some advantage. All right, Kyle, what do you think? Then we'll get to the phone lines here. Is it fair?
Yeah.
To talk about his supporting cast, we rank him.
Yeah, so, you know, we talk about Super Bowl syndrome.
Yes.
There's another epidemic going out there.
Personal attacks.
We have epidemics.
It's called Jalen Hurts derangement syndrome.
Yeah, we're there.
Because, look, this only became, like, a sensitive subject, the supporting cast thing. I never, like, heard this as a bone of contention until we started talking about where Jalen Hurts ranks among NFL quarterbacks. Like, we always in every sport, especially for quarterbacks and especially in football, bring up who the player has around them. Like, it's a thing. It matters. With for Brady and Belichick for years, it was, well, Tom Brady had Bill Belichick. Well, Bill Belichick had Tom Brady. Like, these are things that people talk about all the time. And Patrick Mahomes has Andy Reid, like, et cetera, et cetera. We always have done this. But now, all of a sudden, when you mention that Jalen Hurts is not better than Josh Allen or Patrick Mahomes, because he has one of the best teams surrounding him, it's a huge problem. Like, I've learned that we only want to have this one way, and you can't. Like, or no, people want to have it both ways, and they can't do it. You know why? I go back to, because let's put everything together here. It's the defense, it's the wide receivers, it's the running back, the O-line, and it's the coaching. I go back to 2023. Jalen Hurts had a terrible season, and all we heard was Brian Johnson. So if it's fair to bring up Brian Johnson and why he has a bad season, why is it unfair to bring up the support system that he has when he has a really good season? I think both things should be allowed to be true, right? And I seem to remember, 2019, Joe, and the season that Carson Wentz had.
Oh, how could I forget?
And how impressive it was that he had 4,000 yards.
What was the line everyone used? He dragged lawn chairs to the playoffs?
Yeah. It was 4,000-yard season with no wide receiver lawn having more than 500 yards on the team. Yeah. It was Greg Ward. It was all these other tomato can wide receivers.
Perkins was one of the tight ends.
But we use that as, wow, what an impressive season Carson Wentz has. Yeah. When a quarterback drags a bad team to the playoffs, or like Burrow winning 9 games last year with the crap that he had on defense, it's impressive. So why isn't it the other way? I just can't wrap my head around it. I can't.
And I can't ignore it. Like, this is it might be the best roster we've seen in the NFL in 10 years. That's part of the story with Jalen Hurts and why he's a winner right now. Chris in Middletown is up first. Chris, what's up, buddy?
Chris.
Good morning, man. Happy pick your fight for your man day.
Yeah, that's the day.
Pick your fight for your man. That sounds so crazy.
It does. It does. That's okay.
Stand where by we're your man.
Chris, what's up, buddy?
Guys, I got a take on this, and then I'll finish up with some other business I need to address. Mm-hmm. But let's just start off with the topic at hand here. Let's keep this ball rolling. So there's two main reasons for quarterback success in the NFL. One is the offensive line. So let's look at the Eagles' offensive line and what Jalen Hurts has stood behind for the past 3 years as a starter, right? Let's forget about 21. He wasn't a starter. 2022, 2023, 2024. According to PFF, he's had the number one ranked offensive line. I mean, we all know that matters. We've seen plenty of good quarterbacks, in particular ones that get drafted high to bad teams, get put behind bad quarterbacks, and get pancaked for their entire career. And by the time they can get behind a line, they're so gun-shy or beat up that, their career has been flushed. All right? We've also seen what happens to a great player when he's put behind a good offensive line, a.k.a. Saquon Barkley, who rushed for over 2,000 yards and was a first-team All-Pro. I mean, it matters, guys. The surrounding cast matters. The second biggest thing is defense. You have an abysmal defense, it's going to make your day harder. Everybody understands the concept of this. According to Pro Football Reference, 2022, Jalen Hurts, on the opposite side, on defense, he had the number 8 Eagles defense. 2023, when the team struggled and he struggled, they had a 30th ranked defense. 2024, the second ranked defense. So anybody with a lick of intelligence knows the supporting cast members matters, and whomever would disagree with that needs to go see the wizard and get a brain. And he is a top 5 quarterback. He is a top 5 quarterback. But for those of you that want to blow your whistles because he's not number 1, you could stick that whistle and blow it from another end because it's nonsense. All right? The guy we're complaining because we're saying we got a top 5 quarterback. It's the most absurd thing.
And it's why, Chris, I never thought we'd get here. Like, when this kid was drafted in the second round, if you told me one day we'd be having a debate, or all summer having a debate, that 5 isn't high enough for him, I'd say we should all be doing jumping jacks at how we found a top 5, what, even at 5, even if he's 6 or 7, like a top 5-ish quarterback in the second round of the draft. It's a home run.
And listen, guys, if you want to kill him, or you want to kill Chris Sims because he said 10, I could kind of buy into that. At this point, it's for you to put him at 10 is a little bit ludicrous. But we're arguing about top 5. Now, guys, I have to pivot to something. Mm-hmm. And I typically don't do this other than with one other caller. I got to have some caller-on-caller crime.
Uh-oh. Uh-oh.
While we're on the subject of stupidity, Aaron from California, can you lock the hell in? The abysmal entry sucks. Not talking about the actual topic and going on about some other nonsense that you want to talk about and your great ideas. Guess what? It's not your show. I don't care. I want to hear what Joe, Hugh, and Kyle have to talk about. And you know what? Stop stealing the bits from other callers. You dope. All right? Let's get into it. Let's get things right. Aaron, will you please get O-R-I?
G-I-N-A-L. Original.
Oh, yeah, it's original. Chris, we appreciate the phone call, too. Those longer words, I got to, like, picture it. I got to start writing it down to see what he's spelling there. All right, 215-592-9494. That is how you hop in here on the Midday Show. Right, let's have it out. Is it fair to bring up Jalen Hurts' supporting cast when we talk about his ranking? I think it is absolutely fair. Hugh doesn't think so and thinks it's actually kind of become a crutch to knock him down a little bit. Where do you come down on Hurts, how we talk about him, his ranking? Is it fair to bring up the supporting cast? All right. We'll talk about it all next. Your phone calls. It is the Midday Show on Sports Radio 94 WIP.
Spectrum Business keeps real businesses like Rise Bakery connected.
As a business owner, my Spectrum services help simplify my day. Everything we do is easier knowing that we've got a reliable connection. And it helps our business just run really smoothly. Even though our techniques are very ancient, we rely just as heavily on technology. Spectrum allows my business to go from surviving to thriving.
Keep your business running smoothly with Spectrum Internet, starting at $40 a month. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Only at True North stores. New True Rewards members stack your savings at the pump. Sign up and earn 15 cents a gallon on your first fill-up. Second fill, get 30 cents off a gallon. Then earn a massive 40 cents off a gallon on your third fill-up. Join now. This offer won't last. Find the True Rewards app in your favorite app store. Download and click the star to sign up. Must be a new member of both True Rewards and Shell Fuel Rewards to qualify. Limit 20 gallons per fill. Additional terms apply. Offer ends August 3rd. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
Opening day. At this moment, every fan from every team feels exactly the same way at the exact same time. Like anything is possible. And on Arena Club, home of the original Slab Pack, you can rip open that feeling anytime you want. All the excitement, the hope and anticipation, the love of the hobby and love of the game is right there in your hand. Have an opening day every day. Let the chase begin at arenaclub.com.
It would be nice, and a well-timed tribute here with the song. It would be nice if we could argue about Jalen Hurts with some rational thoughts, but obviously we can't do that. We can't do it. Welcome back. It's the Midday Show. Hugh Douglas, Joe Gilley. We'll get to some Phil stuff coming up. Big start yesterday for Jesus Luzardo. Right now, we're letting it all out on Jalen Hurts, and in a good way. I mean, again, this is all good stuff. He's one of the better quarterbacks in the NFL. I just think it's fair when his supporting cast is brought up, because that's a part of why he is what he is right now, and a winner and a champion. Hugh thinks it's actually a little bit unfair to bring up the supporting cast in all of these discussions. LeSean McCoy recently, FS1, was talking about Hurts and the offense. Interesting the way he framed the offense here and the change of coordinators and how it's viewed within the Eagles. Here's LeSean McCoy on the Eagles offense.
They always have a new coordinator. Yeah, okay. Kellen Moore was a new coordinator.
Yeah.
And
but that's what I'm saying. There's not a lot of holes with it.
But the Eagles. The way he coached is like way different from how they played this year. Yeah. If I say like AJ told me, well, players tell me that the offense is really the offense.
No doubt.
They don't care who the corner is. You come over here to fit the Jalen Hurts offense.
So that's an interesting angle from the other way. Now, it's funny kind of how he framed how he heard this. But the reality is he's saying there it's the Jalen Hurts offense. Mm-hmm. And that actually speaks to maybe in some ways that he's the driving force and then everyone kind of plays off of Jalen Hurts.
Because
a lot of times the way we talk about it is he's surrounded by all this talent and in a sense they uplift him. The way LeSean framed it, it's the Jalen Hurts offense and everyone's got to fit in around what he does.
You know what's funny, man? This to me, this is why for me, it's I won't say triggering, but it's interesting to hear. Because I had a chance to talk to Coach Jackson, DeSean Jackson.
I like Coach Jackson. Yeah, it makes him sound very official.
And we were talking about his foray into coaching.
Mm-hmm.
And we talked about having good people around you to help you have success. Because I told him the story, Joe. I said, I told him, I was full disclosure. I said, you know, I was going to apply for the job before you got it.
Well, we remember this on the air.
Yeah, we talked about it. Yeah. And I said,
when you were applying to different jobs on the air while working here.
While working at the station.
We remember.
And he talked about how important it was because he's learning as he goes. So he talked about how important it was for him to get certain individuals on his staff to help him. And when I tell you, man, I can't say it enough. The person that I met in training camp in Lehigh all those many years ago and the guy that I saw coaching the Delaware State Hornets, two different people. And I told him I'm proud of you for that because that's what it's all about. It's about growth. You start out one way and you end up something totally different. And that's what he's doing right now. He's becoming a different person because he's coaching. But at the same time, you have to realize that there might be some blind spots there for you. But that didn't deter Delaware State from hiring him because he didn't have any experience.
Right.
He went out and he got the best people for the job. So I say all that to say this. I don't see why it's a problem to go out and get a field general and put great, great consiglieres or whatever you want to call them around him.
We don't use that word enough. Yeah,
I know. We don't. Yeah, because you always have. Like, what was it when we were watching The Godfather when he was like, you were, when he told, what my man, he's like, you're a wartime signaler.
Oh, yeah, yeah.
We're at peace now. So it has to be different. It's, to me, it's the same thing.
So I agree with you on that. I'm glad we have Howie Roseman. I'm glad we have, I wouldn't rather see Jalen with less talent. I mean, we did. If you remember back to 2021, his first year as a starter, he didn't have much around him. And credit to Jalen and the Eagles. They got to the playoffs that year. Now, they weren't a legitimate contender to win a Super Bowl, but we did see it once. Mm-hmm. We saw it with Jalen Reagor and a rookie Devontae Smith and Miles Sanders. It was blah, right? It was now he was younger, Jalen. He wasn't as developed as he is now. But it was blah. And then we got A.J. Brown, right? We started adding to this team. We drafted Dickerson. Like, it became a better team as the years have gone on. And he's become better. So I'm with you in that. I'm thrilled that we have this much talent around him. But I also think it's part of the story. It's hard for me to separate one from the other. And when I look at the best quarterbacks, I just think those guys are better and more consistently good than him, more consistently great. And that's why I have him one notch below. Again, I don't think Jalen Hurts is the 15th best quarterback. I think he's better than that. I think he's one of the better quarterbacks in the NFL. I just don't put him in the same tier as the four top guys that have been dominating the league for around the same period of time that Jalen's been a starter, and they've played better than him most weeks.
And let me be clear, because I feel like a lot of times when we had this argument, people, they don't get the gist of what we're talking about. I'm focused, like, I don't think he should be number 10. On Chris Sims' list. I think that's unfair.
I think most of us agree with that.
Now, I don't have a problem with number 5, especially when we're talking about the skill sets of 1, 2, 3, and 4. I don't have a problem with that. But and part of the problem is this, Joe, is that a lot of times, and I'm going to talk on the fringes, you know, and you might get it and you might not, but a lot of times we're groomed to hear trigger words. You know what I mean? And a lot of times, and especially with Chris Sims, and this is how I feel. He says certain things that are trigger words for me, like he just doesn't want to give Jalen his props. And a lot of times for us, that's what it is. It's the way that you frame what you're saying about it. I don't mind having a good debate about this. And me, you, and Kyle, we do that every day.
Mm-hmm.
And after we talk about it, we move on and we talk about something else. But guys like that, when they say stuff, like, you know, when they lead with, well, he has a lot of talent around him, your antennas immediately go up because it's like, what you trying to say? It's like, you ain't say this about Tom Brady, or you didn't say this about Justin Herbert or somebody like that. That's where it becomes sensitive, because now you're looking at it and be like, hold up, dog. Why are you penalizing him?
Yeah.
And you're looking at all these other cats, and you ain't saying that about this cat. But that's where it becomes a problem.
But doesn't he have the most talent around him right now?
No question.
Yeah, okay.
Spectrum Business keeps real businesses, like Rise Bakery, connected.
As a business owner, my Spectrum services help simplify my day. Everything we do is easier knowing that we've got a reliable connection. And it helps our business just run really smoothly. Even though our techniques are very ancient, we rely just as heavily on technology. Spectrum allows my business to go from surviving to thriving.
Keep your business running smoothly with Spectrum Internet, starting at $40 a month. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Wherever summer takes you, save on your journey with True North convenience stores and Red Bull. Enjoy the new Red Bull Summer Edition, White Peach, a perfect balance of bold, sweet, and refreshing. Right now, grab any 3 8-ounce Red Bull for $6.50 and save 10 cents off a gallon, just in time for your next road trip. Save big all summer long with the True Rewards mobile app, available in your favorite app store. True North convenience stores, fast, friendly, clean.
Going up. Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
Opening day. At this moment, every fan from every team feels exactly the same way at the exact same time. Like anything is possible. And on Arena Club, home of the original Slab Pack, you can rip open that feeling anytime you want. All the excitement, the hope and anticipation, the love of the hobby and love of the game is right there in your hand. Have an opening day every day. Let the chase begin at arenaclub.com.
No question.
I just like, because I'm coming at this from like, I'm almost removing Sims from the conversation. I don't agree that he's 10. I definitely would have him higher than number 10. But like, I think I'm sort of going off of the basis of what he's saying is that that is a part of this. Like when you factor everything in.
Yeah.
Right. Like the supporting cast he has around. I just want to like, can I take you into a world where we don't have all this talent around us? AJ, Devontae, Saquon, defense, O-line. And Jalen has an MVP type season.
Mm-hmm.
Do you know what everyone in the city is saying?
He's the best
player
in the
league. It's so impressive look who he's throwing to. Yep. Look who's around him. Like, oh my goodness. And then we always do this thing every year where, well, Jalen's never had he's only had the same OC with him 2 years in a row one time. Like, we factor that in when it's convenient for us.
You know,
and
what?
Not when it's inconvenient.
You know what's funny? Because I think back of some arguments I had way back in the day about Tom Brady. And I was like you in the sense that I was like, well, Tom's not that good. He has a supporting cast around him. And initially, in the beginning of his career.
It was true.
That's true. And I look like I'm not saying that Jalen is Tom Brady, but Tom was allowed to grow in every year in that offense. They put a little bit more on him.
I agree with you. Yeah, and I felt the same way. I thought Peyton Manning was better. And mm-hmm. I ended up being wrong. Right, Brady zoomed past him as the years went on. But I thought that was part of it. Like, Brady had the best defense. He had Bill Belichick. He had games. If you go back early on, those in the playoffs and Super Bowl, he threw for 140 yards and they won the game. It's similar to Jalen.
Yeah.
But what changed is he evolved. He got better. He became the driving force of the team. He won MVPs of the league. And then I thought it matched, like, the reputation and the – it all. Jalen hasn't reached that stage yet. I feel like we're almost rushing this. Like, maybe 3 years from now, 4 years from now, he starts outproducing Josh Allen. He starts outproducing Joe Burrow, and he's winning and putting up stats. Then I'll be the first one saying it. He's the best player in the league. I'm not there yet.
But see, here's the problem that I have with the analysis of Jalen, because as a former player, you always want to start the season one way and be better than you were at the beginning of the season.
Right.
So when he gives his analysis, Chris Sims, about Jalen, and then omits his playoff run. That, to me, that's the trick. That's triggering, because you're not accounting for the fact that he got better. Like, we talk about, like, we sit here and we say, oh, yeah, Jalen was garbage during the season. Well, not garbage, but you know what I'm talking about.
Up and
down. Up and down during the season. And we even talk about the first couple playoff games that he had where he didn't look great. But he looked stellar in the Super Bowl. And that's the last game that we saw. And this is the thing that bothers me, because we sat here last year and me and Kyle argued about Brock Purdy. And I said the weight of the last game mattered to me. And that's why he should have been number two. It's the same thing with Jalen. And I guarantee you, if you go back and you look at the archives and you look at what Phil Simms or Chris Simms said about Brock Purdy in that moment, it was probably a glowing endorsement, even though he had flaws. And you look at that and you're like, okay, so why is it different for Jalen than it is for Brock? Because that's how I look at it.
Well, he did win. Brock lost.
But still, when you look at his play and where he came from, oh, my God, it was, you know, he played well, and, you know, he did this, that,
and the third. I actually think it should be pretty similar. They're both living charmed lives.
Exactly.
Yeah.
But it feels like if Brock Purdy would have won that Super Bowl, nobody would have talked about Christian McCaffrey and his supporting cast.
Well, I think Kyle would have, because that's your lane. I think they're similar. I think Jalen is more talented, but I think they're similar in terms of they both have a lot around them. 215-592-9494. Last thing, then back to the phone lines on this. Is it fair to bring up Jalen's supporting cast when we do all these rankings and we talk about him? I pulled up the last 4 years. So Jalen's been a starter for 4 years. I didn't include the last four games of his rookie year because that was a weird year.
Mm-hmm.
So the 4 years, he's been a full-time starter. And I pulled up the numbers for Burrow, Hurts, Allen, Lamar. They've all been starting for the same amount of time, right? And I excluded Mahomes because I just think he's above everyone.
Mm-hmm.
There's four statistics where Jalen Hurts leads those four quarterbacks, right? Like, just for giving an example, the completion percentage, that's Burrow. The yards per attempt, that's Lamar. The pass yards per game, that's Burrow. You go through each one, right? Like, who leads in each category? Here's the categories Jalen Hurts leads in: quarterback record, championships, and rushing touchdowns. And what's interesting to me about that is they're all three of those. It's not just him, right? Like, it's not an individual statistic. Wins, losses, a team. The rushing touchdowns, a lot of that is the tush push. Him and Allen are similar, but Jalen's got more. The tush push is a big part of that. And championships. Like, it's not completion percentage. It's not yards per attempt. It's the more the team-dependent stats. That's why I think it's worth putting it in here and discussing what he's got around him. Jamal is in Philadelphia. Hey, Jamal.
Hey, what's going on?
Hey, Jamal.
Allow me to long talk a little bit. You know what I mean?
Floor is yours.
Yeah, you got it, bro. Got it. Go for it.
All right, so I feel like this. You should be able to bring up the supporting cast, but you shouldn't allow it to diminish that man's greatness. You bring up stats. You bring up this. Right, I'm gonna put it like this: if I had two children and one answered all of the questions right in class but failed the test, and the other one answered it at a C level but passed the test every time, then who's greater? And I say that to say this: we looking at, like you said, statistics, how he run, how he look, the eye test, and all that. But what happens in the big game? You get what I'm saying? You can't do that. If you want to do that, then put the Indiana quarterback. He would have been better than Brady because he had the style. He had the passing yards. He had that. Yeah, Brady put up good yards. But at the end of the day, you got Tracy McGrady. You got Penny Hardaway. All of them look good. But at the end of the day, they couldn't win. It's all about winning. He shows up in the greatest moment. He's clutch. He's a winner. Lamar Jackson looked good all year. The boy from Buffalo, names is negating me right now.
Josh Allen. Yeah.
But when it's time to win, who's winning? Yeah, if you want to go individual, because we used to have these type of conversations, you want to go individual skill level, then do that. But when you want to go best, who is performing when the lights is the brightest and the stage is the biggest?
So, I think it's an interesting perspective, and he's coming off the Super Bowl where he dominated, and he played great, and you can make a case, and good phone call. He played well in the other Super Bowl. He just happened to make one mistake, and they lost the game. So that's... So I'm going to use Jamal's analogy. He mentioned the two kids, right? The A's, but then they failed the test, or the C's, but they aced the test. So this is not exactly the supporting cast, but it is the path. Is it fair to bring up? Like, the other... Is it? It's not a coincidence to me all the other quarterbacks we debate about are in the AFC. Like, right? None of these guys are in the NFC. So we bring up Allen. He's failed in the big moment. Lamar, he's failed a lot in the big moment and has struggled. Burrow... They got to go through Mahomes.
They got a tougher. They have a tougher conference.
Yes, I mean, like if you switch the Jalen Hurts and Josh Allen, I think Allen's probably been to a couple Super Bowls, and Jalen, I don't know if he's been to one. Like, I think it's you may not love it, but it's part of the story that the NFC has just been. Think about who the Eagles have played in the playoffs in the 2 years I got to Super Bowl.
Right.
They played Daniel Jones. And, you know, whatever quarterbacks they threw out there in San Francisco when Brock Purdy got hurt in the game.
Yep.
And then this year they played Jordan Love. Pretty good. He's a good player.
Mm-hmm.
They played Stafford. Very good. And they played a rookie quarterback who was obviously on a run. But, like, they got a rookie quarterback at home in the title game. Meanwhile, Lamar, Allen, and Burrow have to go through maybe one of the two best quarterbacks ever every year and each other.
And I think what Jamal just said leads me to, because he said Jalen plays the best when the lights are the brightest. But if we ever bring up, and I think we were having this conversation with OG Wade.
The Bucs game?
Yeah, the Bucs game in 2023 or 2021. And we say, well, he didn't play well in those games. And then what do people bring up?
AJ was out.
Supporting cast wasn't that good. Like, we can't have it both ways.
That's a valid argument. But it to me, this is what I hear when you say that. Remember I told you a couple weeks ago, my friend said, hey, man, if your arms were longer, you'd be a Hall of Famer.
Yeah, if you didn't have dinosaurs.
It's kind of the same thing. It's you play the hand you're dealt. Because I look at the success that Tom Brady had early on in his career.
Yes.
He beat up on the AFC East.
He did.
The garbage AFC East. So you're guaranteed 6 wins right out the gate. All you had to do was get 4 more wins, and you're in the playoffs. So it's, to me, that should not be, in my opinion, a penalizer. Because if I had my choice, I would have never played for the Jets. I'd have played here. No, seriously. I would have picked the team that I wanted to play for.
Right.
And I would have played for a stacked team.
Yeah. Did you do anything for
us? Yeah, I mean, but that's why, to me, when I hear people say that, and I understand because that was a great point, Kyle, but you can't penalize Jalen for Howie Roseman identifying his skill set and saying, okay, well, I'm going to go get 2 receivers, mm-hmm. and I'm going to go get a running back, and I'm going to get an offensive
right.
line.
No, I agree.
Because you know what?
You don't penalize, but it's part of the story.
Right. But you know, okay, so Kansas City Chiefs lost the Super Bowl, got beat down, right?
This past one or the first one?
This past one.
Yeah.
You know what Andy Reid went out and got?
Offensive lineman.
Yes, because he was trying to protect his asset.
Mm-hmm.
But the point is this. You still have to have that trigger puller, and that's who Jalen is.
So then this is my point then. If we're not going to quote-unquote penalize, then we can't excuse.
Well, people won't have it that way.
Of course. That's what I mean. So like, if we're going to make excuses for when things around him aren't good and he doesn't play well, then we can't say things around him and he does play well is penalizing him. It's having it both ways.
I don't do that. But people do.
Like,
you know, I mean, I get that.
A lot of the calls we're going to take today are from people who I guarantee you have brought up. A.J. Brown was out in this game. Devontae was out in this game. OG's talking about they played 5 games together total last year.
OG caught another stray.
He's going to be calling eventually anyway. And I love OG, but I mean, this is what we do. Like, if we cannot have it both ways. We try to excuse, but then we don't like it when he gets quote unquote penalized.
No, I get it. I get that part of it. But I feel like, especially when certain people talk about
you people.
Yeah.
We're doing the you people?
I said certain people.
I know.
But we hear things when you say certain people. We hear things.
Trigger words.
Trigger words. You people.
Dog whistle. We are living in strange times where dog whistles are being blown all over the place. But no, when Chris Sims speaks, and you can't deny it, I'm just going to say his name because he's the one that started this. He's coming from a place. You know what I hear when I hear him speak? He started out one way. And he got ripped for his takes on Jalen. And now Jalen lives rent-free in his head, and he does everything that he can in a slick-type way, because he's slick-talking, trying to validate his stance.
Right, like I'll agree with you. I'll come to agreement on this. It feels like he's reluctant to give credit.
Yes.
Right? And I don't think what he's saying about the supporting cast is wrong. I agree with that premise, but I agree with you on that. He seems like he's reluctant to give credit. Shoop in Minersville. Hey, Shoop.
Hey, good morning, guys.
Morning, Shoot. What's up?
Hey, so before I get into the Jalen stuff, I just wanted to say the past couple weeks have been a really, really rough time for me in my personal life. And you guys have really been the only consistent escape and way for me to get my mind off of things. So I just really want to tell you guys that I appreciate all threes.
Hey, well, man, we appreciate you listening, man.
And we wish you the best, and hopefully, you know, moving forward, things get a little easier in whatever you're doing with you. And we appreciate you being part of it. What are you feeling today?
Yeah, so as far as the Jalen thing goes, I don't think that it's necessarily a bad thing or something that shouldn't be done to bring up his supporting cast when we talk about, like, rankings and whatever, because – No, it's a team game. It's the ultimate team game. And you can't omit the fact that, like, Saquon Barkley just had possibly the greatest running back season that we have ever seen from a running back. We have a certified dominant wide receiver one in A.J. Brown, and for my money, the best route runner in the league is our wide receiver two. We got a very solid tight end in Dallas Goedert. I mean, these aren't things that you should be omitting when we talk about the rankings. And I don't necessarily think it's a bad thing, because Jalen does have his qualities as far as his leadership and his running ability. It all just pairs really well to bring the team up. So I don't necessarily see it as a bad thing to bring up his supporting cast when we talk about, like, rankings and stuff.
Well, I agree with you. I think it's... you can't have the story without it, Shoop. Like, it's like impossible for me to talk about it and say it, like, without including it. I mean, you're right. And the Saquon thing, I think, took it to a new level, Shoop, because he always had good players here, right? 2022, they had a lot of all pros and pro bowlers. But they then added a running back who just had one, like you said, maybe the greatest season ever, or one of the two or three greatest. That's part of the story.
To quote Nick Sirianni, you know, it's broken record at times, but you can't be great without the greatness of others.
And exactly
that
right.
Totally applies to Jalen Hurts right here.
You know, that guy's a quote machine. Shoop, we appreciate it, and we wish you the best. 215-592.
And thank you for listening, man. Yes. We really appreciate that.
94. Let me throw this quickly in there, and then we'll take all your phone calls coming up on this. 215-592-9494. Kurt Warner. Kurt Warner was a Hall of Famer, and he had a great career. But is it fair to say Kurt Warner fell into a blessed situation?
He did. But
Isaac Bruce and Torrey Holt and Marshall Faulk and Orlando Pace.
But
I don't view Kurt Warner as one of the 10 best quarterbacks ever.
No, but Kurt also took another team to the Super Bowl.
Well, that helped his legacy.
Yes,
it did. But it you did. Look at some of the numbers. Kurt Warner is, I think, top three ever in yards per attempt. Is Kurt Warner one of the five best quarterbacks ever? No.
No, but he took advantage of the opportunity.
Yes.
That's what I'm saying. He played the hand he was dealt.
And that's great. But I don't think he's as great as Joe Montana.
No. I mean, and that's fair, Joe. I can't argue that. And I can't. But I can argue that not you guys, but when I hear – I going back to Chris Sims again. When I hear him say it, it feels to me like it's coming from a place where – he doesn't want to be wrong about Jalen.
215-592-9494. Well, we're all trying to find fairness here. That's what we do on WIP. Is it fair to bring up Jalen Hurts' supporting cast when we discuss him? All right, your phone calls on this, and we'll get to the Phillies in the 11 o'clock hour as well. Good series win yesterday against a good Cubs team, including Jesus Luzardo bounce back. All coming up, Midday Show, Sports Radio 94 WIP.
Spectrum Business keeps real businesses, like Rise Bakery, connected.
As a business owner, my Spectrum services help simplify my day. Everything we do is easier knowing that we've got a reliable connection. And it helps our business just run really smoothly. Even though our techniques are very ancient, we rely just as heavily on technology. Spectrum allows my business to go from surviving to thriving.
Keep your business running smoothly with Spectrum Internet, starting at $40 a month. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Wherever summer takes you, save on your journey with True North convenience stores and Red Bull. Enjoy the new Red Bull Summer Edition, White Peach, a perfect balance of bold, sweet, and refreshing. Right now, grab any 3 8-ounce Red Bull for $6.50 and save 10 cents off a gallon, just in time for your next road trip. Save big all summer long with the True Rewards mobile app, available in your favorite app store. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Going up. Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
Dollar Shave Club is the real grooming MVP. Their six-blade razor gives you the closest, most comfortable shave. The four-blade features swift rinse tech for longer, thicker hair. And the handle has a no-slip 360-degree diamond pattern grip for comfort and control. Shave butter works great with their razors. It's translucent for precision and delivers a long-lasting glide that hydrates the skin. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun and use code HOMERUN for 20% off your order of $20 or more. Plus free shipping. Whatever you shave, welcome to the club.